Blog Talk Radio.
Saturday, February 9th, 2013. Mississippi, stand up as Grudge Inc. presents a pre-Mardi Gras explosion at the Mississippi Motorsports Park in Lena, Mississippi. Saturday, February 9th. Come out and win some money. Okay, for the 6-0 class, first place, $700. Second place, $300. And for the 7-0 class, first place, $700. Second place, $300. Here's the grudge match. The Gadget versus Big Low Malibu. DJ Grant, number one stoner, versus Timo, the bad boy. Three Lil Chi-Town versus Lil Red Riding Hood.
King Biz Mustang versus Leon 69 Camaro.
Bit Drag Camaro versus Mississippi Nightmare. Don Mac, Most Wanted, versus Boosie Badass Mustang. And Sylvester Red Hot versus the Gadget Nova. Who's gonna get the whooping? It's all going down Saturday, February 9th, as Grudge Inc. presents a pre-Mardi Gras explosion at Mississippi Motorsports Park in Lena, Mississippi. On top of everything, Mississippi Motorsports Park is putting up $2,000 for the Big Power Gamblers Race, with the racer $500 buy-in. One time for Reggie Rabbit, the Speeding Bullet, JC Fugitive, Tree Man, Roy James, and Mr. 5C. It's going to be a big pot. It's over $5,000 for the Big Tire Gamblers Race. Come find out Saturday, February 9th, 2013, as Grudge Inc. presents a pre-Mardi Gras explosion at the Mississippi Motorsports Park in Lena, Mississippi. Come out and win some money. Who's going to get the whipping? It's going to be some action going on. And one time for Big Clock and Gadget, as Grudge Inc. presents a pre-Mardi Gras explosion at the Mississippi Motorsports Park in Lena, Mississippi, Saturday, February 9th. For more info, log on to grudgeinc.us.
Mickey Thompson Performance Tires carries all the specialty tires you need for street, strip, track, and off-road cars. They pride themselves on providing you with the best performance tires in the world. Mickey Thompson Performance Tires are available at a number of retail locations, such as Performance Plus, Jags, and McCormick Racing. For more information, log on to www.mickeythompsontires.com. Once again, www.mickeythompsontires.com.
Hello, 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 hello. Butt Naked, are you there? No, it looks like you're just chiming in. Butt Naked.
Yeah, I'm here. Yes, sir. You had me muted.
Had another number that looked like your number. I think I got them open too. 773-8424. Your mic is live also.
Good evening, DJ Grant and Butt Naked. This is Kid from Chicago. What's happening, man?
What's going on, Kid?
How you doing? How you doing?
Oh, nothing much. Just calling in to show my support, man.
We appreciate it, brother. I'd like to wish everybody a very happy new year. We are officially in the year 2013.
Yeah,
I promise you. I definitely got to give, you know, praise, honor, and glory to our Heavenly Father for letting us all see 2013, because a lot of people didn't make it to 2013. But we hear y'all, and I'm looking very forward to the racing season in 2013. I mean, we got a lot of people just talking good, and, you know, 2012 ended real strong, and it set the stage for 2013 to be a hell of a year. I mean, you know, all I can say is everybody that's out there doing your thing, keep doing your thing, and who everybody that ain't or hadn't proven themselves, including myself, you know, you got to do what you got to do. 2013 is, I'm telling you, going to be a hell of a year. I already see it. What you think about that, Butt Naked?
Shit, most definitely going to be there. Everybody that were doing anything, they're going to step up, they speeding up and upgrading. And so, hey, we got to do the same.
That's it. People got to realize, man, you might, you know, fast last year or fast the year before. I mean, that's yesterday's fast.
Better be.
They is fast. I mean, the old saying, you know, either run with the big dogs or stay on the porch. That shit is true. Well, they ain't playing, man. You can either run with everybody or get ran clean the hell over.
That's it. Real talk.
Real talk, man. Real talk. What you think about that, kid?
I'm looking forward for that Lena race, man. It seems like it's going to be pretty popular.
It is. I mean, I think that's going to be a hell of a race in Lena. I mean, the thing is, it's already set the stage for all the major players, and it's, I mean, I don't know of any other race that has ever taken place has got so many locked in grudge races already.
Yeah, that's true.
I mean, there's a lot of locked in races for that track, for Lena on the ninth. So that being said, don't get caught in the place if you ain't ready to engage.
You're right about that. Looks like we're gonna have a lot of the northern boys coming down that way too.
Yeah, it's gonna be the official first kind of kickoff of the north, south, east, and west. I mean, that's, you know, a lot of people come to Fat Tuesday. Last year was my first year going, and I vowed to say, I plan on not missing another Fat Tuesday, if at all possible, because I had a real good time. Ain't nothing like racing all day, go and get you some rest, getting up again, racing again, go home, get some rest, and come back racing again 3 days straight. And this time, going to be 4 days.
Yeah,
Saturday, Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday.
Right.
If you can't get it right in 3 or 4 days, well, you might as well just give up.
Yeah, I've been going down there for about the last 6-7 years now.
Really?
Yep.
I guess they say it get bigger and bigger every year. They said last year was a record turnout, and I mean, every day was good, but when that Tuesday came around, man, you better, if you ain't at the track by 8, 9 o'clock in the morning, shit,
right,
man, you might not get in the track.
You're
I ain't
right
never seen
that.
Nothing like that before, man. They got them coming in on buses, Greyhound buses dropping them off.
Yep.
That's it. I'm telling the truth now. People have to park their cars, I guess, at like the local civic center or wherever, and they get bussed into the track because it's not enough room.
Yep. Oh, you ain't never been there butt naked?
I ain't never been to Fat Tuesday. Never.
Oh, well, you're going to have yourself a ball if you make it.
I promise you that, brother.
I'm going to see what's going on. Like, I'm going to take my car. Every time I go somewhere without my car, that whip let me know you can't go nowhere without your car.
We had a good time last year. Mississippi Joe said that we had a little party, a little thing going on about every night. And it was good. I mean, all the races, all the grudge, everybody just kind of get together, hang back, and kick it, you know. That's what people gotta realize. I mean, grudge racing, you know, we at the track, you know, we at each other's throats or whatever, but, I mean, it's all love. Besides that, man, we can all have a good time.
Yeah,
yep.
Right. DJ, let's see who the other call is, that 880-0347 number.
I don't see that one. But Dick, you learning the board? Uh-oh, I might be able to take me a break. Good, I really want to go home right now. I can get on my cell phone. You on the board, butt naked?
Yeah, I'm on the board. let me
go ahead and tell woe unto y'all listeners or anybody got something to say. Butt naked has control of the board. So if you get out of line, y'all know I love to keep mics open, but butt naked will mute your ass in a minute. I'm letting you know now.
Not just mute him. Hang up on the A.
Right, I don't see that. No, I don't see the number you're talking about, butt naked.
Mike and Lyon, who we speaking with?
What's happening, butt naked? And DJ Grant is calling to support the show. It's Kev.
Kev. You said A. When you called, I thought you meant that. I usually go by the area code. You mean the 248-888-AAO? Okay,
yeah.
I got you. You all right, but nigga done learned the board. Shoot, I might get to be able to relax a little bit, y'all, but nigga done found out how to run the board.
Where you are.
And he done put the name up there. Look at that. All right. I don't even know how to do that.
Hey, we got one from, we got a 205-2712.
Put them on in. That's Alabama.
Yeah, who are we speaking with?
Happy New Year, Butt Naked DJ Grant.
Sleepy.
Happy New Year to you too, man.
What's going on, fellas?
What's going on? What's going
Not
on?
Much, Sleepy.
I got to check in on my show. You know what I'm saying?
Yes,
let y'all know I'm listening.
We so appreciate it. I been hearing Butt Naked that a lot of people saying that they still, you know, Alabama still bringing up the rear. Ain't nobody really fearing Alabama. Ain't nobody thinking about Alabama. Ain't nobody scared of nobody out of Alabama.
Man, let me tell you something. Alabama got a force to be reckoned with. All the guys, you know, these are some hard-working guys. They drive trucks. They work in these factories. They do everything that they can to support their families. And then they do what they can with the Ray call.
We can't just say that. I mean, everybody. I'm sure everybody in other states work hard and everything, too. I mean, we can't just say it.
You know, Alabama, we behind time. We don't get the pay that everybody else gets. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, we country. They say we country.
Yeah, we country. So, you know, we might, where they make $21 now, we might be making $20.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, y'all pay $2 in tax, but we pay $10.
I can believe that, homie. I really believe that.
Yeah.
So
The bottom line is, you know, the truth is in the pudding. Ain't no need for nobody to beat on their chest or say this. The truth is in the pudding. The only way we're going to be a force and prove that we're a force is by proving by action. Because all the talking, I mean, 2013, it's less talk, more action. That's my racing resolution for this year. Less talk, more action.
I agree with you on that.
That's it. All right, we got 718-5415. Your mic is hot. Who we speaking with?
Hey, what's happening?
What's going on?
What's up, TJ?
What's happening?
What's up, all the way naked? What's happening? Happy New Year to y'all guys.
What's going on? For the people that listen, introduce yourself. We know who you are, but let these people on the mic, on the radio know who you are.
It's Tyson out of Detroit.
Yeah. Tyson, you having a good year, man? Good New Year so far?
Oh, yeah, man. I can't complain. Waiting on this weather to break so I can go on and get the testing and see where I'm at.
Hey,
Tyson.
Yeah.
Hey, it's Kev, man. Give me a call tonight. It's important.
All right, sure will.
I would love to hear from anybody that may have been at Bobby Wildchild's race today. He had a race today at US 19 in Auburn, in Georgia. If anybody was there or if anybody heard about anything that went on down there, we would love to hear about it, since that's one of the official tracks that kicked off some racing on the first day of 2013. I'd love to hear about anything that went on. So if anybody heard anything, hit the one button, or maybe we can try to get Bobby Wildchild on in a little bit and see if he can just give us a race report, a race update. Because they was racing down there today in Albany.
Oh, yeah?
All right.
Yep, that's what I was told. Bobby said that last night. Bob said he had some... He said last night he had some stackles and some other trucks already camped out waiting to come out the trailer and test.
How was the weather down there, DJ?
Actually, the weather was great today. I mean, I still right now got on a short sleeve shirt, so I mean, it's not cold at all. Even right now, it ain't really that cold. It's cool. It's cooler now, but
nigga, we gonna have a goddamn whooping cough. Walking around with a T-shirt on.
I ain't got no T-shirt. I said a short sleeve. God damn, man. Come on now.
They're down in the teens up this way.
At least I ain't all the way naked, man.
No.
That's all the way naked, yeah. Man, don't y'all right with me.
Yes, sir.
One thing I like, and I mean, what do people think about, anybody got, like, questions out there? Anybody got, like, you know, tonight I'm going to call this the helpline.
My thing is, I wish, since this is a new year, you know, like they say, the hell with all the talking, what you going to do, what you ain't going to do, I can't do this. The hell with the talking, get down and race.
Yeah. Get down.
Yeah.
Get down, man, really. I mean, seriously, that's what it's all about, man. No, you know, bottom line, people want to see some racing.
That's it. It's all about
family
anyway. You know
ain't nothing wrong with a little shit talk if you're going engaged. Ain't nothing wrong with it.
I mean,
a lot of times that make the race a little more exciting for the fans or whatever. I mean, but, you know, is you going to race? Is you going to get down?
That's the
line. You got to get down, man.
Just so you can say, put up a shit up, huh?
Huh?
Put up a shit up.
Yeah, that's it. That's it, man. You gotta get down.
What do you think about that old banquet we finna have? Everybody, I don't know if everybody know about it. Inform everybody about the banquet on the 26th of January.
Okay, I don't really got all the extra information. Jay Balls would be the perfect person to let us know about that. And I don't know. Usually I know on Tuesday night. That's why we don't usually get the chance to hear from my brother a lot of times. I think on Tuesday night, Jay Barnes is in Bible study.
Bible study? I thought he was, what is he, a Baptist, Methodist, Muslim, or Muslim?
I think he's Jehovah's Witness, if I'm not mistaken.
Okay.
Not mistaken, but that's the reason why a lot of times we don't get you know, Jay Barnes to grace us with his presence on the Tuesday night show. You may hear him a lot on some of the other shows. But
well, they explain why the track don't work good on Saturday sometimes. Shall he be out in the meal service passing out them damn bookies?
Jay gonna get you, bud nigga.
Hey, DJ Grant.
Yeah.
I say, bud nigga, open a new can of worms, huh?
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm gonna say like this. I mean, Butt Naked and myself. I mean, we've been talking, but I think, you know, a lot of people got controversial things to say about both of us. But I believe Butt Naked gonna show some people what's going on this year, and my plan is to definitely show some people what's going on. You know, some things from the stunner this year.
Oh
yeah, but Nigga gonna shine. You know, like he was. Both of y'all just had some hard luck last year. You know what I mean? Just buzzard luck, like they say. So
buzzard luck. That's what I say too, man. Yeah.
Buzzard luck. Buzzard wouldn't fly away. Just stayed hovering around.
DJ, let me take this other caller also. We got 270-2981. Might be hot. Who we speaking with?
L.A. G Shot.
What up? What up, Butt Naked?
Is that G-Shot?
What up, DJ Grant?
The fastest man in the world on a leaf spring. Stop the spin.
What up, man?
What's going on, G-Shot? The kid.
G-Shot. What up, man?
Oh, nothing much.
What's up?
What's happening, man? What's going on?
So y'all got the helpline going tonight?
The helpline. We're gonna throw out the rod to some fellow grudge racers that may need some help in the game, that may, you know, as far as advice. We can't help you with no money now.
Oh, man.
That's what I'm looking for.
Get ready to hang up then.
Hey, we ain't got no stimulus packages now.
small bag of 20s and a big booty girl. That's what I'm looking for.
Take it easy, G.
Hey, we also got Cleo on the other line. Cleo. You know that Paul Reed is? Tell you what the season gonna be like.
Huh?
Hey, G Shaw, I can help you with the big butted girl, but I can't help you with no money.
we'll bring her on to Lena then. I really need some help. Y'all know where I can find me a tuner for this big Dodge, man. I'm tired of going 650.
I don't know, G-Shot. I mean, anybody out there want to help G-Shot tune that Dodge?
Take the throttle stop off, G-Shot.
Put it in a lighter body.
I can't do it. She's too sexy. I can't do that.
Oh, yeah, G-Shot say he love that big bitch.
I love Shawanda. I can't.
He said he love him a big bitch.
I can't trade her in, man. I love Shawanda.
She's doing pain, that's for sure.
a full spirit of death.
Oh, man.
Oh, well,
hey, G-Shot.
I'm sure you've been hearing my Mardi Gras special, right?
Yeah.
I run it.
It's
I ran it, bro.
The big girl feeds in the summer, keep you warm in the winter.
That's right. I've been running my Mardi Gras special all week. I don't know if everybody heard about it or not.
Oh, I heard about it. Now, go ahead, G-Shot. Give it to everybody out there again. Tell what you got.
All right.
Tell what you got for it. Give them the whole thing, G-Shot.
Here's what I'm going to do. Any stock suspension car with a 29.5, 10.5, or smaller tire, I don't care if they got 10 kids on it, I'm going to unhook my one plate off of my 6.2 and turn my ass loose. That's all I want. Turn me loose. I'm going to take the one little plate that I got off, because I know I can't run with the multiple system on my one kit. So I'm begging, you're right. But I'm going to take that one kit off. Somebody turn me loose. I don't give a fuck.
How many kids do you have, G-Shot?
10 kids at me.
He said he going to run on muscle, on all
I'm
going
to run on balls.
On balls. Now, wait a minute.
Balls.
Hold on. So
wait a minute.
Pump the brake. Wait a minute, Nat. Do Shawanda got balls?
She got balls.
She's a morphodite,
man.
She's a morphodite. What the hell you got? Say she running on titties or something. God.
She looks like a big sexy girl, but she'll fuck you if you let her.
She's a morphodite.
Oh, morphodite.
Female.
Be a transformer.
Female.
Shot say he got a big 62. It's a big car, y'all. He got a 62 Dodge stock suspension on leaf spring. Anybody on 29s or smaller
with stock suspension.
Stock suspension. Y'all can spray, just turn them loose and bring your ass.
And I'm going to run on titties.
G-Shot, you know that hit is a motherfucker. That hard to get nowadays, man.
He on motor, though.
It don't matter. That hit is a motherfucker.
I'm on motor in a big-ass car.
Well, I mean, it's like this, man. If a person know how to take that hit, these shots, you can get fucked up.
But see,
oh, yeah, I know.
G-Shot might be like our big butt up there. He might be got a whole motor, goddamn car anyway. Trick a motherfucker, take that nitrous off and go down on their ass. He really don't need no nitrous.
Well,
woo, gotta be a good old family for somebody.
It's a Dodge motor, bud, nigga, with six Eagle rods and two scats in it. So he can't see that bad.
Shot. My big buddy is a Mopar and Dodge, man. That's something big. Got all kind of goddamn Hemis, and I ain't never seen my woman them in a goddamn Dodge.
Man, I ain't heard. I mean, I ain't trying to knock no Dodge, but, man, I...
And he rides.
How
he
many
rides,
Dodge you
ride.
Know running, though? Ain't that many of them out.
We got
I don't
one
know
what
the hell they. Well, I know you had a Dodge motor in the car too, G-Shot. It's a Dodge motor in the car.
It's a Dodge motor.
Wow.
What about our buddy DJ over here? Oh, Art. Shit, that's something we got a dog too. That's something
before. Oh, dude, but what Art been, man? Art been MIA, man. What Art been doing, man?
Shit, I talked to my homie the other day.
How he doing?
He doing pretty good, holding it down, you know, working every day. Mm-hmm. But that's how we got them Dodges. He flying. That one I know what G-Shot talking about.
He got a cooler, don't he?
He got RT convertible. He got damn got shit. You name him, he got him. If it made by Dodge and Chrysler, that's how we got one.
Wow.
Yeah.
I'm glad you're on this board, because I was so thinking about sitting in a little early. I ain't ate nothing yet. I got New Year's dinner waiting on me, and I ain't got to it yet.
Oh, yeah, Happy New Year.
Yeah, appreciate it, man.
I can't wait to see everybody at Lena, but I'm going to see some of you in ATL.
Oh, yeah,
we're trying to help. We're trying to help. Today, I said the helpline. Like, we're going to throw questions out there. If anybody got some questions, some hard questions with their cards, that, you know, we got knowledgeable people on the line that maybe we can help. Some of my fellow grudge races out to help speed them up a little something, you know, without, you know, But you also know anybody going to give you everything now, you know. But if anybody out there got some issues or anything with their car, and, you know, if it's anybody on the line that, you know, maybe somebody on the line that got a similar combination to you or something like that that may can help you out, that you got a question or is there something that just bothers you, maybe we can help you.
Well, before you go that far, DJ, let me ask you this.
Yeah.
At the banquet on the 26th of January in Atlanta, are you going to wear a green suit?
What?
But
I ain't
DJ,
no time
oh,
left,
man.
Huh? Why would I
man.
Wear
a what, you a leprechaun or something?
That's what I'm trying to
all that goddamn money don't spend out and punk out.
Green
oh,
and put
it up. Oh, Lord. I'm getting you a goddamn pimp cook. Why I put that Larry tonight? I heard that's Larry.
But nigga, don't go there with me now.
He gonna be on butt nigga.
What's happening, Sleepy?
What's going on, Dice?
Oh man, I can't call it. Happy holidays too.
Same to you all, brothers. I'm saying to you.
I want everybody to know we got for everybody that can we got a very special if you come to the banquet, we got a main attraction, a very special event that we got planned. We got,
Hey, DJ, it ain't butt naked on the pole, is
it?
Oh, man.
Cheers, everybody. Butt naked will be performing live at the
all
bank.
All right.
He's straying.
Y'all out of here.
Triple pole. The butt naked say can't no other man do it like him.
Boy, you wild.
I ain't gonna tell you bring your ones, bring your coins. The heat that was all about his goddamn head.
Well, you don't
all your bag
that.
Of nickels.
Hey, they bring them nickels. They ain't gonna let it rain. They gonna let it thunder. They throw them motherfuckers.
Yeah, yeah, cause they gonna kill your ass. You give that pole.
Hey. You ain't never seen a stripper so mad throw some change up on the stage.
Oh,
they get butt wild.
Man, oh man.
I believe it. Well, I don't want to know nothing. I mean, who are we expecting to come out new in 2013? Who's debuting new cars in 2013?
Man, I got about 4 or 5 homeboys coming out in 2013, homie. I got
Dane
Green coming back with a brand new car.
Dane Green.
I got my buddy E40 coming back with Juvenile piling that motherfucker. I got
I think they got theirs finished, don't they?
Yeah, I'm talking about everybody finished. Everybody pretty much finished. They got a G-body. Those are 2 G-body. Truett with a Big Right piling it. They coming out with a G-body. Shit. I mean, hell, little Junior McQueen coming out with Joe Dirt piling it. I mean, shit, there's a lot of motherfuckers coming out. Everybody's complete. Everybody ready.
That's good. You get that testing in, but they got to get that testing in. Hopefully, tried and true, man. You got to.
Then we got Mark Gatefold to be coming. He's been coming for 7 years and he ain't made it yet. I got to check on him to see what he's hitting.
Mark Gate say he going down on your ass, but
right.
Small block.
That's.
I wouldn't say nothing, but Nick.
Mm-hmm.
I ain't going to say he said a small block. He said a little one.
A little one.
He said he come with a little one.
I ought to have another Mopar for y'all beat up on by the end of the year.
Another Mopar?
That's right.
To want to having kids?
Yeah. He's kicking out them puppies.
That's damn me shot.
Mm-hmm. Larry will be sick. My buddy Larry ain't checked in tonight. What's wrong with him? Anybody heard of Larry?
I don't know.
You gonna hear
I talked to him earlier the other day.
Okay, I know I talked to him the other night. He was going to do some more.
You know, Larry, he might done loaded up and snuck off fishing somewhere out of town.
Yeah, Larry love to fish, boy.
No, he's still in town. He's still here.
Oh, okay.
A lot of people may still have some hangovers and stuff from last night.
Woo! I drunk me a whole quart of moonshine last night. I was fucked up.
You still living?
I tried to get on a radio show, but I couldn't find one.
I watched the ball drop, and I watched my head hit the pillow.
Boy, you are.
I know they said hey, happy new year. I'm texting y'all now before I get drunk and lose my phone.
I ain't gonna lie, I was trying to get some stuff done to my race car on New Year's Day. I made a call, now we ain't opening. I said, God damn. I'll see you tomorrow. You gotta get it in, man. Shoot, we ain't got about 30, 45 days.
Yes, sir.
That's right. That's right.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Ain't got long.
I'm tickled as a sissy on a pink bike. I'm ready to get it. I'm tickled as a sissy on a pink bike. I'm ready to get it.
Yeah.
Hey, G-Shop.
Huh?
You ought to be careful with that.
Careful what?
A sissy on a pink bike.
Are they some sissies on here going to get mad?
Boy, you are.
G-Shot, man, you comical, man.
Fuck him.
You got them sissies on here going to get mad? There you go, man.
But nigga, take the board. It might be your one of them. Might be your home, our home boy.
I was drinking me some doggone Belvedere and Ruby Red juice, boy. Let me see what we got.
Hey, DJ.
Yeah.
I drank me a little Cisco and St. Ives last night with my moonshine.
Luigi,
St. Ives, good God Almighty!
You shot that was a hand grenade you drunk.
I drank me some Minute Maid strawberry passion freeze.
Liquid cocaine, man.
Guys, 773-4309. Mike and Lie, who we speaking with?
What's happening, Butt Naked DJ Big Wheel?
Big Wheel.
Big Wheel. He'll keep on turning.
Big Wheel.
What's up?
What you know, good brother?
Ain't nothing, man. Ain't nothing.
Yeah, just checking in. I just got on. Just coming out the garage. I'm like you. I've been working on that thing.
I feel you, brother. I feel you.
Good.
Anytime you can get it in, get it in.
That's it. Yeah. What you working on out there in the garage?
Look, man, I got.
Okay.
Just trying to get it together. I ain't doing nothing. I ain't raising no sand. I'm not like you boys. I'm going to be a spectator.
Was it a chassis car or what kind of car? Is it a street car?
Back half, big tire car.
How the hell you ain't making no noise? You got a back half.
Back half, go. We just listen to Big Wheel.
I ain't got enough motor. I can't get the Gene Fulton and none of them guys. That's why.
Hey
but
DJ.
Nigga got one you can put in.
But nigga let you borrow his motor.
They just the phone call.
Hey, let me put nigga
down.
That way they'll leave Butt Naked alone if you put his motor in your car.
Man, let me put my hair dry on
there. Big Wheel, you coming down in February?
Yeah, we plan to.
You gonna come down there and cook too? Some chicken wings.
You remember them wings, don't you?
Man, I'm tell you something. I ain't had no more goddamn chicken like that since then. I can't wait till we come to the North again just to get that chicken.
Yeah.
I don't try to. I can't do it. My old lady, every other time we cook it, she said, "That ain't like them wings. That ain't like them wings." I tell her, "Shit the hell up."
Oh, wait a minute, now, but nigga, you ain't say no such thing.
That's
now.
Right,
come
but nigga, don't get cocky now. Just
cock
it down.
I will go in the private line to get on now.
Hey, well, you got to tell me that damn recipe, man. I got to try that. I got to get that down here.
All right. You know, I got to whisper it to you later when I see you down there.
That'll work. Well, I'm going to check the other line, DJ. Let me see y'all. We got 313-6546. Mike and Lie, who we speaking with?
Butt Naked, DJ Grant, G-Shot, everybody else, Happy New Year. This is Bob Moscone out of Detroit. How you guys doing?
What's going on,
Bob?
What's happening,
bro?
Bob!
What's going on?
You all right,
Rich,
man?
Rich Moscone.
DJ Grant, buddy.
DJ Grant, buddy.
Bob, I'm Rich Bitch Moscone.
Yeah, I ain't never been to live that one down. But
appreciate you putting it on me.
Hey, man, leave that alone, man. Leave that alone. I don't know who that guy was.
Oh, boy. Can you get you a race yet, man, or what?
Huh?
Nah, man, I can't beg enough. I guess I'm on. I had to unhook the nitrous and let one of them nitrous cars go. Is what I guess.
I can't believe a damn slow park can't get a race on motor.
That surprises me too, man.
I was talking about, man, said big block, small block. You didn't give a shit. Nobody jumped on that with all these gorilla motors out there.
I don't know.
I might oblige you. I can't miss the kid. I might unhook and spray one kid. How about that? And we run hit up.
The champ has smoked.
You better not let Will hear you say that, butt naked.
And we hell now.
Man,
we're gonna be
March
all
tonight.
Over you. He
March
you say
tonight,
that.
He gonna get it.
Huh? You going down on Whit Martin tonight?
We're holding on also. Let me get the other guys in. 313-5415. It's Mike Eli. Who we talking with?
Oh, this Tyson. Y'all muted my mic, goddammit.
Not with me. Yeah, get butt naked. He running the board.
I swear I didn't.
The board.
I ain't touched it.
I'm looking at it, but I ain't touching nothing.
All the way back. Hey, we have a problem. Somebody missing with the board. We've been having that problem before.
It ain't me or butt naked. I can assure you that, brother. Well, I can assure you.
I thought y'all pro stock Joe me.
No.
We didn't do that. Let me get the other call also. 773-4015. Mike and Lyle, who we talking with?
Man, I would love for y'all to start saying Mr. Preacher Boy when I called in. You don't know my number by now?
Preacher, tell me how you doing.
I do just fine. How y'all doing? Happy New Year to all my race buddies.
Happy New Year, man. Happy New Year.
Hey, listen, I just went through a little argument with family members that used to race back in the day. I got a question to ask all the race people. Is there such thing as a tie in drag racing?
No, it ain't no tie. How it gonna be a tie?
Nothing like it. That's
ain't
what
no,
I want to understand.
Ain't no tie. I ain't never been no track and both lights came on.
It can be a close call,
but
no tie.
Hey, DJ, you're wrong about that. There is a tie in drag racing.
Uh-oh, what is it?
There's a tie in drag racing. It's when they both scared.
In the early
drag racing on the street.
No, ain't no tie in drag.
They said they had a lot of tie races when they street race. Ain't no
man, please.
Tie somebody got to win.
Preacher Boy.
Yeah, they're going to be a tie. That would it.
I
won
a tie one time when I was racing.
What?
But in street racing, sometimes you just can't call it. So I understand that.
But there ain't no
tie. You can't call it
because you can't see. That's
it's a winner. That's why I got to get them off the streets to the track, man.
It'll be
undisputed. It'll be undisputed then. The lights ain't going to lie.
Hey, in the early 80s, NHRA had a tie before, so it's been a tie before.
Really?
Yeah, that's right.
Never
you can look it up on YouTube or something. That's right.
Well, I mean, so what happened? Did both lights come on? Neither light came on? What happened?
The tree fell.
The only thing that happened in life is both of them cut a 0-0-0 light, and the finish line was the exact same ETM mile per hour. Now, that ain't never going to happen to damn light.
You got cars that run the same ET, but I don't know. I just can't. That would be, like I said, that'd be one for the history books.
Right. Listen, can't two cars.
And I'm sure even then they end up having to rerun it. So I mean, just because that particular race, they probably had to rerun it, and then they decided a winner because I ain't never heard of no tie.
No,
never heard of that either.
I heard of it.
Yeah, I just had one of them good argument with the old folks.
Well, ain't no big thing because you can look it up on the computer these days.
Yeah, put that argument to bed. Say no.
Preacher boy, who was you arguing with?
He said family. Now down here around our area, we got a few people that got. Hello, are y'all there? Can you hear me?
We can hear you.
It was dead quiet right there. So I done butt naked and muted my damn mic. Anyway.
I'm watching butt naked working the boards.
So,
I have to get on the board. They won't respect it. I say, I'm going to get on it.
Do y'all got guys or no guys that got cars and got good stuff in their cars but won't never take the car to the track? I call them barbecue race cars. And the reason I call them barbecue race cars because them the type of guy like to throw barbecues and have a race car at the house and you come over or whatever and then they crank them up at the barbecue. Listen to that thing, boy. You hear that thing? Wow, wow. But they don't do no racing. Won't even take it to the track, man.
Hey, but naked.
Yes, sir. Pro stock car, man.
Hopefully, we drag Mike.
He got look up there. I'm being nosy. Let me open drag up right quick. What is that, 4015 or the 2502?
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
Which one of them?
4025.
4015.
15.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm open.
Yeah, I know.
All right, Big Drag, we got you live, homie.
Big Drag. Drag.
When you get on, talk about that tie. I know he know it.
Yeah,
no,
man.
We're going to open another mic also. Dre, you there?
I ain't never heard of no tie, my man.
Well, you about to. You can look it up. Nowadays, with all these computers, you can look it up. I know it for sure.
Open another mic. That might be Dre. 2502, man.
2502. Mike alive. Who we got?
That's me, y'all. Y'all done help me open. What's happening, everybody?
Drag it,
big fella. But Naked and DJ, what's happening, everybody?
Hey,
Kid
brother,
and Will
and
Preacher Boy.
What's
happy New
down,
Year.
Man. I'm good. Just got dog and wore out. But to answer Preacher Boy question, yes, it has been a tie.
God damn it.
It has been a couple ties in the charge.
It's been a couple times?
Yeah, it's been
thank
a couple
you.
Times. It's
get
go in
out
the
of here,
check.
Man.
Check
huh?
check NHRA. It happened in NHRA. When it gets down to when it becomes a tie like that, they go to the increments. And when they can't determine by the increments, they rerun it.
Get the hell out of
I
here!
I gotta check that one out.
You mean to tell me
that's the truth? It happened in Superstock. I think a couple, one Superstock, and I think one time it may have happened in Comp Eliminator, one of them classes. And also, when you got a race on the street. And they say it's a tie. They don't call it a tie. What they say is too close to call because a person can't really see it. They call it too close to call.
Close to call, nobody gets paid.
Nobody gets paid. They rerun it.
You know, you had a buddy named Big Dick Nelson. You know, he used to call him like that.
Yeah, it'd be a car has. You can have three cars on Nelson, yeah, dog. And he say it's too close to call.
Oh man,
Earl Big Dick was right. If you if your team, got dog, you could not lose now. Might not come with no money. Might be too close to call, but got dog, you sure can't lose now.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's the first
DJ, how's the car, man? Everything fine?
Yeah, everything good. My fault a little bit. I've been a little, well, not so much my fault, but with the holidays, been trying to get the transmission. But we found out what I pulled out is just it broke the input shaft. So I'm taking it up.
Who you got doing your transfers down that way?
Oh, see it, Neil. I mean, the crazy thing is, I just was. Bragging on the transmission right after I got the motor back. I said, shoot, knock on wood, hell, I said, only good thing, I said, I never had no problems at the transmission.
Them
two
I remember that.
Don't seem like it. That's how it seems like stuff happens.
I'm telling you, man. But I'm taking up tomorrow. He's real good, and give me a good quick turnaround. He may even do it while away. I'm gonna get a new hard hat and just have him go ahead and freshen the whole thing up, and I should probably be back together and running by the weekend.
Got the bag off the
whole car, DJ. Got a Ford Transit.
It's a Glide, power glide.
Okay.
You got the bag off some of the horsepower.
Well, you know, the power some turbo cars make
ain't
you
no bagging up.
I'll
tell you right now, I'm going to stack more on it. I'm not bagging up. I don't know how to go in reverse.
For a while.
3-1-2 I don't know how to go in reverse.
8-4. Your mic is live. Who we talking with? You know who you're talking with, but
that's. Happy New Year, lad.
I know it's a good one for me, boy. Lord's been good to me, boy. I'm
that's
not
really
lying, boy. Nah, a lot of fun. A lot of y'all here that don't know it. He's been good to y'all, too, man. I just got to tell y'all how to do
you,
man.
Oh, you better believe
yes,
it.
Sir. Thank you.
Better believe it.
So, what y'all got going on tonight? I fooled around and got started late tonight, and I got in late tonight, so. But, nigga, would you please excuse me?
You excuse, Drag. I had been asking the guy that heard from you.
Yeah.
Somebody said he might have slipped out of town and went fishing. They said, no, he ain't went fishing. I talked to him early.
Yeah, well, you know, I try to be pretty faithful to this show. You know, I've been with this show here for a long time.
We appreciate you, too.
I told you were going to check in, Larry.
Oh, yeah, I kicked in now.
I told him you was going to check in.
That's right. What's going on, Flea?
Ain't nothing, man. Happy New Year back to you, man.
Yes, sir. I see the good Lord and bless you again, too, brother.
Yes,
hey,
sir.
Man, I
Bob
love this, man.
Bob me on
yes,
in
sir.
Here.
Yes, sir. Now I'm looking forward to 2013, man. Let's get it on.
Yes, sir.
Let's get it in. Let's get down.
You know what it'd be better this year, too, DJ?
What's that?
If them guys stop worrying about them tie sides, them 28 and 29, they just go and get to the line. Don't worry about no tie sides.
Well, I'm gonna tell you like this. I believe this year it's gonna be a lot more crisscrossing.
It should be.
But the thing is, let me tell you. I mean, it's all about. I say it like this: when you got cars that are capable of running with the 29, don't let the 29 be the factor of be the problem why you don't race. I mean,
that's right.
If you feel like you got a good chance, I mean, me personally, I don't. If they got on some 31s, if I feel like they, you know, I got a fighting chance, I'm gonna try something.
That's what I like about my boys in the shop, man. They don't care about your time.
You
want
to know something, DJ?
Yeah.
A 28 and a 29 tire, that's just something to cry about. They ain't enough there. You could actually buy a 29 that's short and a 28 with a big rollout and have a bigger tire. Actually, the 28 would be bigger than the 29 rollout-wise. So these guys are just looking for something to, you know, to whine about or to get spots for. Man,
I got to say this, Jack. Now, there are certain cars that, I mean, we've seen it. The thing is, it would just, you got cars that are, the difference is you got cars that are built to run on 29s, and we've all seen them when they try to jump down and come down to 28s, they have issues. Not saying that they can't figure it out or get it going, but it'll just take time. The biggest thing is, I guess, if you built your car to run on 29s, you usually can apply more to that 29, and then when you try to step down to a 28, you gotta, you know, it takes a lot more tune to get it. You know, I feel like you can probably get it back to that, but it just take a lot more time.
Well, it's all in the chassis setup.
It's,
you know, like you said, do build a car to work on a set of 28s. Well, you got a car with a set of 29s on it. You can actually you can do the fine adjustments and things on a 29 car with a 28 on it. And get it to work just as well, you know. What all that's got to do with ratios and different things like that.
Yeah. I tested with a guy before. He had 29s on the car. He took the 29s and put 28s on the car. Car went faster on 28s.
Yeah,
that's right.
Hey, DJ, and you know what else, DJ?
Uh-huh.
Big Dragger, tell you back during the time that we felt like we could whip a guy.
It didn't matter what
the hell we went, but
that's
you know
right.
What. At U.S. Hastings, listen to this. At U.S. Hastings, we used to have more races in one night
than y'all would have in 2 months.
Yeah.
Those guys would pair up in twos, man. They would pair up in twos, two go, then two more go, then two more go, and it would go all the way from about maybe 8 in the evening until 6, 7 in the morning. Sometimes we ate breakfast together. Tell him, Drag.
That was on the streets. That was on the streets.
On the streets. That was even at the track. So we didn't care nothing about no tie size. And we felt we was qualified to whoop a guy, then we race him. If we couldn't, we'd ask for a decent proper spot. And if we got the decent proper spot, then we would try each other.
Yeah, that's
you know,
what
we never
about.
Made
I mean,
no stipulations about
I
no tie size.
I think most grudge races, most true grudge races, I mean, I think it's more so a little net that they want. But I mean, like I say myself, if I had certain people called, it's probably a lot of people I'd go down on. I wouldn't let the tire size, you know.
Right.
Determine who you run.
Right.
Yeah.
I mean, and that's whoop a lot of guys on 29s.
Huh?
The white boys can whoop a lot of guys on 29s, and they got 28s on their car, don't they?
Yeah.
Yeah.
They can whoop a lot of guys on 29.
Hey, DJ Grant.
Yeah.
One scared and the other glad of it.
That's going to be most.
It would be nice to see him mix it up, though. Instead of 28-28, it would be nice to see him mix it up.
219-2285. Mike and Lyle.
Leon.
What's going on, fellas?
Leon,
what's happening? Sound like you
got it,
homie.
Yeah, we're trying to do a little something. Trying to do a little something. Happy New Year.
hey, DJ.
Yes, sir.
I just want Big Chris to know, if he's on the line listening, that Moore's in the Camaro, the Trance is in the Camaro.
Uh-oh.
The Camaro is going to be sitting back on the ground here on top of some scales in the next few days.
Woo!
So fear factor is probably growing on him real soon, if not started already.
Dick Clark, if you're out there, buddy, if you're out there, push the one button. Armageddon is coming.
Yes, sir.
601-0467. Is this you, Big Clark?
Yes, sir.
You already know who it is.
You better pick that phone up. You better pick that phone up.
First of all, Big Clark, you pass. Well, Big Clark is fast, boy.
He didn't get the memo fast.
Happy New Year, Big Clark.
Happy New Year, brother.
I like to say Happy New Year to everybody before I go down on Big Drag Ass.
Happy New Year, Big Clark.
Happy New Year to you.
Hey, Drag.
Yes, sir.
On them scales, the way you better leave that pretty son, because I'm set to get on the track.
Big Chris. Boy, let me ask you one question. Do you want some croutons on this dinner or not?
Hey, Dre. I guarantee you, when I hit you across your head, you know you're a big old red joke. When I hit you across your head, the mark is gonna show up now.
Big Chris is not gonna like this, boy. You is not gonna like this, partner. Come on your behind, Ajax won't be able to get off.
Okay.
He just got bleach in it, right?
Yes, sir.
Hey, have bleach spot.
Down on his ass, you doing, Drag, huh?
Big Chris, that hugger. Whoo, thank God, doggy. Wee. This is just downright mean, man. I'm telling you.
All right.
I'm getting closer to ready. I'm starting to talk a little crap.
Uh-oh.
Hey, Stunner.
Yeah.
All I can tell him is he's going to do all that, and when he come out there, I'm going to hit him on his ass, and he's going to sit down again and say, I wasn't ready.
Big Chris, I'm going to tell you like Michael Jackson said in that song, you can't win.
That'll be a hell of a show right now, boy. I can't wait.
Big Chris, that
hey,
hugger
lead
is
Mississippi,
food,
everybody.
Man.
Lead of Mississippi. Lead of Mississippi.
That dog
going to
hugger. That hugger is ooh wee, man. It's just nasty, man. It is nasty.
Hey, well, y'all hold on, y'all. Since we talking about Lena, Mississippi, y'all hold on and listen to this right here.
Saturday, February 9th, 2013, Mississippi, stand up as Grudge Inc. presents a pre-Mardi Gras explosion at the Mississippi Motorsports Park in Lena, Mississippi. Saturday, February 9th, come out and win some money. Okay, for the 6-0 class, first place, $700. Second place, $300. And for the 7-0 class, first place, $700. Second place, $300. Here's the grudge match. The Gadget versus Big Low Malibu. DJ Grant, number one stoner, versus Timo, the bad boy. Three Lil Chi-Town versus Lil Red Riding Hood.
King Biz Mustang versus Leon 69 Camaro.
Bit Drag Camaro versus Mississippi Nightmare. Don Mac, Most Wanted, versus Boosie Badass Mustang.
And Sylvester Red Hot versus the Gadget Nova.
Who's gonna get the whooping? It's all going down Saturday, February 9th, as Grudge Inc. presents a pre-Mardi Gras explosion at Mississippi Motorsports Park in Lena, Mississippi. On top of everything, Mississippi Motorsports Park is putting up $2,000 for the Big Power Scamblers race, with the racer $500 buy-in. One time for Reggie Rabbit, the Speeding Bullet, JC Fugitive, Tree Man, Roy James, and Mr. 5C. It's gonna be a big pot. It's over $5,000 for the Big Tire Gamblers Race. Come find out Saturday, February 9th, 2013, as Grudge Inc. presents a pre-Mardi Gras explosion at the Mississippi Motorsports Park in Lena, Mississippi. Come out and win some money. Who's gonna get the whipping? It's gonna be some action going on. And one time for Big Clock and Gadget, as Grudge Inc. presents a pre-Mardi Gras explosion at the Mississippi Motorsports Park in Lena, Mississippi, Saturday, February 9th. For more info, log on to GrudgeInc.us.
Yeah, yeah. But, nigga, you ain't got on that pole. That music kind of jazzy, that night.
I was just going to say that, man. I bet that mother to climb that pole.
Hey, Claude, I'll wait to the goddamn banquet on the 26th in January. What are we waiting on?
That's going to be a hell of a show, man. God damn.
Any of you guys going to make it to the banquet on the 26th in Atlanta?
Yeah, I'm going to try to be there.
I'm going to be there.
Okay. Well, you guys knew it, $40 per person. If you bring your wife, she's $40 too. So y'all need to contact Jay Bones for the ones that want to come so, you know, he can get everything arranged so we have enough food and enough chairs for everybody.
Now, I don't know if nobody want to bring their wife if you're going to be on the pole. But, Nick, you might take these people wives, man.
He's going to show them how to dance one.
We got a male exotic dancer for the wise looking pleasure.
All I want to know is he's going to be naked on the pole. Probably. If he's going to be naked, I'm leaving mine at home.
Hell no, man.
Hey,
but I tell you what, man, we're going to take up a little small donation to put in that little pimp cup that we're going to give DJ Grant. He's going to wear a green for money.
Hey, Stunner. If that man get on the pole, I'm gonna throw my whole plate and knock his ass slap off.
Big Chris, he gonna have some songs on. Dog said he gonna bring him some pink ones.
Don't do it, but.
Hey, Big Chris.
I don't even think Dawg coming to the bank. I ain't talking to Dawg. He ain't saying nothing to me about it. I wish he would go.
He'll be there. I'm sure he'll be there. Man.
He live up every show. I don't care where he go. He going to liven it up.
Big Chris.
Hey, what's up, brother?
Hey, they got new sleeping rooms places around there in Lena?
Oh yeah, oh yeah. I'm getting all that lined up for y'all this week. Discounts on the hotel and everything, man.
Somebody got some bad background noise.
Hey, yeah, Chief. Somebody got some.
Yeah.
Big Chris don't need no place to sleep. That's why I'm just going to lay on down in the god dog pit area.
Kind of a resting place, okay?
That's why I'm just going to pass out at the lanes, man.
See, I'm a final resting place,
oh,
huh?
Lord, you said 2013 was going to be good. Hey, Dre, you do know you give me the back tie, don't you? You got the back tie and you got to clear me.
That's the race.
Hey, Dre, I really want to beat your ass head up. But I mean, you know, since you.
Whoa, let me say that. Hold on. Drag, you giving Clark the back tire?
He got the back tire, but they got to clear me. That's what they said they were going to do. Hey, DJ Grant.
Yeah.
DJ Grant. See, Drag really just went to sleep and ain't woke up yet. He really don't know what the hell he done did now. You know, I don't know what he's thinking about that nightmare. I guess he thinks that nightmare is a little punk or something. But boy, wait, you see this here?
Hey, Drag, let me ask you a question. You running an automatic or you running a Bruno Linko or what kind of transmission you gonna have in that car?
I don't need nothing but the automatic to whoop them.
And I got a Linko for the car too.
Hey man, it ain't gonna matter which one he put in there.
Hey, Big Chris.
Just
watch this one. This is what I need you to do for me. This is the only thing I ask for you to do for me. Give me a good racing surface. That's all I need. Is a ADRL style hooking track that's gonna work like an ADRL track wheel.
Hey, I'm gonna make sure the track on kill because I don't want no excuse.
When you
turn it all loose, I want you to find every bit of that 728 horsepower that you got. I want you to turn it all loose.
Right. That's what I'm gonna do. I'm gonna put that 728 to work.
Hey, Big Chris.
What's up, Larry?
I was talking to Drag. I hate to be a stool pigeon, but Drag told me you was already dead. He said all you needed was some dirt on you.
Yes, sir.
Hey, Larry, the only bad part about it, you know, Drag say I'm already dead, but when he get ready to throw that dirt, I'm going to be just like the damn Undertaker. I'm going to rise up now.
And you know what that rise up gonna be? You know what that rise up gonna be? That last movement.
Ass.
You know they say dead folks have last movement.
Okay.
That's it. Big Chris, if I can get a clean run off, man, you is like a god dog turkey on
Drag.
Christmas.
Drag, you really messed up. What you should have did?
What?
You should have went there and grabbed a hold of somebody like butt naked or something.
Oh, no.
Hey, man, you been fucking around and grab a hold to the nightmare. Man, do you know what you're doing?
Chris, I don't care about the nightmare, the daymare, the morningmare, none of that.
Okay.
Hey, the mare that's off in the pastor, none of that.
Hey, Drag, what's your words you say? You ain't nothing.
Give me a good racing surface where I can at least come away from there at about 4,200. I don't want to fly too much on the track and overrun the track. Give me something that'll hold about 4,200 RPM off the starting line, and you watch this.
Right. You got that, bro.
You're going to see Houdini in action. That Camaro going to disappear.
Hey, listen, now you didn't tell a lie about that. It is going to disappear when I run away from that motherfucker.
That's what you're talking about doing, bro. That's mathematically impossible.
Okay.
Hey, Drag, if he be anything like he called in, he's going to be pretty quick to catch.
Because he called right in when you jumped on him.
I don't go for catching. I'm going to be around him on the starting line. That backside ain't going to know he had it.
Man. Oh, man. Listen,
he ain't going to know he had
Trey.
No back tie.
If you beat me, hands down, right now you got, there's a 5-speed going to be there. You got Roy J, Tree Man, Bullet, all of them got. If you beat me, hands down, you would be the fastest at the racetrack that day. I
promise. How would I be the fastest? I ain't faster than none of them dudes you just named.
Hey,
he
hey,
said
listen.
If you beat him, because I guess he said he that bad.
you take it back top from them dudes, too?
What now?
You take it back top from all them dudes?
Yeah. Not all of them. But over half of them, yeah, I will.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay. I just ask us.
Hey, Big Clark.
I'm glad you're on, because my screen just went down.
Hey, Big Clark, I'm trying to call Mr. Five Speed. That's why your screen down.
You ain't trying to call him out. Oh, Lord of mercy. 2013, baby.
Yes, sir. We're going to get it in.
Hey, Big Clark.
Yes, sir.
Can you give me one light at the track? Can we get on a bracket tree and give me one light on the tree?
Hey, but Nick, you ain't got a big for nothing. I already told you. I got a man there that got your number.
I want to hear a
little
bit tack car you got. Can you give me one light
now? Hey, listen, I got a lift tack car going to run over you.
Oui.
Man, I got a dream, man. I don't know who that can't talk about Nick.
I got a lit tie car gonna make you forget all about a stripper pole.
also, Big Clark.
Keep on giving them goddamn pieces. And then they ain't see.
Big Clark, we got a G shot on the line. Say he want anybody on a 29 or smaller nitrous stock suspension. He going to run an old motor. They can spray all they want. Just turn him loose in that 62 Dodge here.
Man, G-Shot called me the other day, and he was so pumped up, stunner. Man, look, I got to find my boy, Ray. I got to find the one. G-Shot, he ready to go down on somebody else.
I don't know why. I just don't feel like it'd be too hard for him to get that race.
No, it won't be. It's somebody. I mean, he'll find a lot of people getting that race, man. Yeah,
he's
got a lot of
people
getting
that
right.
Well, he's been giving it out all week. Ain't nobody took it yet.
That's it. He's sure been trying to do it. He's on two programs with that. What is that? He called it some kind of special.
Hey, Mardi Gras. Big Chris.
Mardi Gras special.
I got something else for you, too, Big Chris.
What's up,
Jay? If you get down like me, get it off, take it all off, I'm going to let you up. I'm going to let you raise your head.
Oh no! Listen, if I take all my knives off, but Nick can give me a break.
I'm not telling you to be in spray trim. I'm saying you can get in horsepower trim.
Uh-uh.
I'm gonna give you the break. I'm gonna let you up in the eighth.
That was what he said, Dre.
Hey, when I get through with you with this back tie action. You're going to know that you can't do nothing else for me.
Mm. I'm gonna give you a special too, Big Chris, while we talking about this. When I whoop you in the 8th mile the way that we talking about, I'm going to get nice. I'm gonna let you up if you head down yonder.
Hey, Dre. Man, I'm going to whoop you to sleep, man. I'm telling you, man.
Okay.
You to sleep, man.
Which I'm glad you're letting him up if you head down yonder, huh?
If you go down yonder, I'm going to let him up.
Wee.
Yeah. Okay.
Good. Great for luck.
All right, Jay.
Wee.
Who you got for butt naked, Clark?
CC?
I'm going to let CC beat the brakes out, but
I'm going to kill him in that song, big carburetor. Watch him see that.
products. I'm going to turn them copyrighted again. I'm going to piss all of them. They're going to be green.
Green, is that hey. Suit you trying to get me to wear a button, nigga?
Hey, you got with it now. No, I'm going to get you a pimp. We're going to donate some change anyway.
Hey,
yeah.
All right.
He's going to be trying to hire you to take up, you know, to take up his slack, man. Everybody will be too rough for him.
Oh,
hey,
Lord. Hey, you hear that, butt nigga?
Hey, it ain't going to be midnight.
Hey, y'all, last night, y'all knew what they said on the show, butt nigga, and DJ Grant.
We do what now?
That, you know what they said on the show? Who was that? I think it was Wick. I'm not sure if it was Wick or not.
Wick?
But it was somebody said that if Edmund Hall is the only one that they
out of
respect.
Alabama. That was Wick.
Nobody else in
Wick.
Alabama they got no respect for.
That was Wick say.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
You know what? Larry Wick ain't even in our class. He's a backhand coach. But I'm going to blow his ass on March the 9th. I'm going to do it too.
Oh, okay.
I'm going to have my 31s on with some Willie balls. I'm going to fuck him up.
Since he want to pick on your little tie, you gonna put on a bigger tie than him. Since he got a bigger tie.
Yeah. I'm gonna play him.
I can't believe it ain't on.
I wonder what Wick has. Wick ain't on the show tonight. He used to be
on
all the shows.
On, man.
Yeah, I can't believe it either.
Yeah,
I know Wick
I,
be on
that. I like old Wick. We'll go now.
Oh.
We'll go.
Oh, yeah.
Wick.
He'll go down on
you. Wick, Wick. All right, man. He all
right. But, nigga, you got a gang bang this year, man. Get them boys up off of you.
You knew it.
Yep.
You got to go and bust you some heads. They think you playing.
Man,
I got one
was,
around the corner from me. He keeps breaking and dodging and breaking and breaking and talking shit. He down the street around the corner. He said he's going to whoop my ass with a small block. But I thought I was going to do more racing until he come out. But I might as well go ahead and do what I'm doing. I'll be waiting all your fucking on him.
Yeah, you got to go and bust some heads, but nigga. They won't leave you alone, man.
Yeah.
I'm going to let it do what it do.
Because that tape that DJ Grant just played a few minutes ago, I know my buddy Bud Negan is a belt holder, and I ain't heard them say nothing about Bud Negan, so... When I get a chance to find out who that announce is, down on the ass I go.
Who that woman was? It sounds like one of the most stupid they
had. You would know, but nigga, you would know.
One of the most stupid y'all don't hide old.
So if you put naked model was for 213, he gonna go down on your ass with that car, then he gonna beat you in the dance off.
Oh, got some,
Lord.
Got some calling,
hey,
nigga.
I know a lot of you guys don't. I ain't been on the board never ever to the night. But I see y'all with these damn problem numbers. I don't know why you want to block the number out. That don't make no sense. Block the number out. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to hang up on your ass. I'm going to click
there you
out. Whoever that was, they got hung the fuck up on.
Now, you might have hung up on your buddy now. You know, the white boys, they listen in with the private number now.
I don't know what in the hell they would. They better call back with the number block. I got their number in my phone, in my cell phone. So I don't like them private number. I got the board. Now I got them.
How's your business, butt naked? How's your business?
You got two lines over them. You got two people got a hand up, butt naked.
I don't want their number to be shown. What kind of shit is that?
Who knows?
All them damn one across the screen.
Yep.
One all the way to the end.
That's it.
But if you gonna pro stock Joe, y'all better cut it out.
Now what you do, you just open them up. Who this here?
Oh no, we got one caller. I've been waiting on this call a long time. I can't wait to get them for you talking about muted mic. Get ready to get your fucking mic muted, boy. I'm going to open up and I'm going to mute you right back. I'm a bomber tonight, goddammit.
Who is speaking with?
State your name, goddammit, and get muted.
You know you the scared man of the alive.
Okay, man, you've been doing this for 10 years. It ain't good for you.
Let him talk.
They don't know you like I know you.
Well, they don't know you like I know you. You've been building that red car
7 years and ain't made it yet. They can build a train in three, a whole complete goddamn train.
They built the world in a day.
Locomotive and all, goddammit, in 3 years. You been doing that stuff.
For a second.
Yeah.
You didn't build your, you still won't run nobody.
Well, hell, homie, when you got problem, when you got a mic on your back, you got to shake that motherfucker. You ain't even got no mic on your back. What the problem is with you?
You ain't going to run nobody. I bet you don't be down there in Mississippi.
Well, hell, put your money where your mouth is.
You driver. That's what you go holler.
I got a driver that'll go to Mississippi.
But nigga gonna... said, if you come to Mississippi, you got the back tie.
You ain't going to be there.
See that guy right there, I tell you.
No, that's your number one fan, bud, nigga.
That's my number one fan. When you gonna be ready, number one fan? When you gonna have your small block ready? When it at?
Soon, it's coming soon.
What you call soon, sir?
2014.
You got? Let me tell you what you got. My little boy got some dirt bike for crib. I rode around the corner, went around the curve. I see that new car y'all built from the ground up. You don't see that. The suspension off and up under the front clip off, the wing, the rims and tire. Y'all don't put it on another car and put it behind the house on the trailer. What the hell are y'all doing around
here? Hey, he exposed you, Mom.
What? Running around there.
What the hell are y'all doing, boy? You need some help. You just heard tonight. Call in for some tech support.
Hey, DJ, he running around there. He must be worried, ain't he?
I ride my dirt bike around through there, cause y'all ain't got no car coming around through there. Hey, Bud Nigga, they built a Lego car. I'm telling you, Bud Nigga ain't finna run nobody. Y'all, Bud Nigga got a belt. Huh? Bud Nigga got a belt. Where have you ran lately? Huh? Bud Nigga got a belt.
He ain't ran nobody in 10 years, y'all. 10 years, man. You're right. You're right. What are you talking about? He's a dinosaur. I was out of it. He's a dinosaur. He's a prehistoric Rex. I was out of it. Bud Nigga made me come back in there. Oh, shit. Come back and take your belt from him. This real talk. This man been building the car 7 years, man. 7 years, man. 7.
Hey, all you racer fan out there, all you racer fan out there, try to get him to the track. I bet you ain't going to go.
I tell you what.
I bet that.
When are you coming, sir?
Is you going to go to the track?
I'm coming. I told you, I'm coming soon. But I'm going to go with you.
What do you call? What do you need? What are you liking?
You must need something because you won't go to the track.
I'm at the track all the time. What do you need? What are you liking, sir? What are you liking to get to the track? What do you need?
You ought
to
know you call time running around through there.
I can't see two foot back down, and I saw see y'all doing a little something. What y'all waiting on?
You gonna find what you want.
Butt naked. Butt naked. Lock his ass in, butt naked.
You need to get some arm.
You the champ. You the champ. You don't take no mess like that. You the champ.
I tell you what, if you make it down to Lena. If you make it down to Lena, Mississippi, you got the back tie, the
everything
is ready. I'm going to hold the money. With your car. How about that?
That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah. Oh.
That's what I'm talking about.
Everything in drag race.
Give him everything in drag race.
Yeah.
You got the back tie to hit, and I'm going to hold the money. If you bet $1,500, I'm going to bet $3,000. And I'm going to put the bill up. How about
that? That's what I'm talking about.
Uh-oh, Mark.
You can't beat that small block killer.
Sound like a
dump truck full of shit.
That's right. That's right. That's right. You hear that shit?
Say it right. When I come at you, ain't you I'm stuck and high.
Listen to me. Y'all got the motor in the car and this and that.
What are you waiting on, man?
He's running around now.
I put my motor in right here on the hill beside the road.
I had 15 people stop by, and they helped me put my motor in. What do you need? You need some help?
Yeah, I need some help.
What you need?
Huh?
What
you need?
Some
courage.
Money?
You need some courage. That's what he needs.
Well, you need some money. You need to quit fucking with me, then.
I know you ain't got none.
I'm raising. Where you at?
You raising? Who you didn't raise?
I'm raising. Who you? Where you at? What you doing?
I said, look, Nick. Look, Nick. We can all
say it like this.
We can all say all night.
I'm finna go to the next caller, so you ain't talking about that. 334.
You his mic. You his mic. You his damn mic. He ain't talking about nothing, but Nick.
But Nick. Yes, sir.
Hey, why the hell you and Mark keep doing all that damn argument?
I don't know why that man keep calling in on the show. I got control tonight. I just muted his mic.
Hey, okay.
But, nigga, I know. You just damn mic.
I give you everything in drawers.
Hey,
I give you the
open my mic up, man. Let me talk, man.
Huh?
Hey man, unmute Mark Mike, but nigga, don't do it like that.
I'm unmuted for you. Just let him get wrong. I'm muting back. Mark Gates, you lie. Yeah, I'm going to see you back to the corner.
Because I'm going to find you.
Hey, Mop, I made but nigga unmute your mic, man. Don't do him like that.
That telephone don't make me. You watch and see, don't I get it?
I'm leaving, but nigga.
You've been telling me that, though, Mop. I'm waiting to see it now. You've been telling me that.
Hey, Warren, how long he been telling you that?
Somebody. See, last time he came out of the top, he said, it been about 2 months ago. He said, go ties in your ass.
How long you been hearing that story, though, Walt? How many years?
I don't know. About 4 or 5.
I've been 4 or 5 years. I don't read 2 cars and bought 6 motors. What the hell you done did, boy?
We done heard him lying for about 3 or 4 months talking about it.
That's next.
Yeah. We listening, Mark. You got the flow. What's up?
Well,
I'm sitting here. I'm looking at a whole town. You ever had it in the bottle of Belvedere? You look through the glass bottle, you see the whole town in the background. I'm looking at a whole town, boy. I'm drinking some Belvedere and some grape juice. What are you doing?
Man, you ain't gonna do nothing.
He gonna get you, butt nigga.
But then you fucking around and let Mark get by now. It's gonna be rough on you.
Mark gonna get it.
I'm thank you.
When I was down there in Montgomery, Mr. Fire Speed, I towed out one car and built another one in 30 days from the ground up. You know how I put that bitch on the roof before I let that bitch beat me. You know that.
All Mark trying to do is make one good pass. That's all he worried about. He don't give a damn. He blowed up or what?
He ain't going to make it on me. Him or your driver.
Hey, what he wanted one good pass.
That one good pass.
Where you at?
Go ahead, Mark. You got the flow. What's up?
I'm going to pull the heart out of those big old motor you got.
I'm gonna ask you what's wrong with your puller.
You ask me what's wrong with my puller?
Yeah, what's wrong with your puller?
You see, I'm gonna have a good sharp knife to get it out with you. All I gotta do is hit it right down.
Let me own your nephew, Michael. See what he got to say.
Mark gone for
no,
one
Mark,
pass.
Mark, what you got to say? Mark. Bonbon don't want to say that, Mark. That's your nigga.
You got scared.
Let me put him back on mute, then. He ain't saying that. I know he at work, though. I know that what it is.
Like I said, I'm going to get you.
He going to get you, butt naked.
You know what you sound like? You sound like a 7-year-old child. I'm gonna get you. I'm gonna get you tomorrow. I'm gonna get you.
But all right,
but nigga,
you don't give down. You don't give down where you blow it up or what?
Me and my boy, that
Lego currency, mad at
that backyard small block, that big small block. Get me. I'll do something nasty to him.
That big small block. They ain't got no big small block.
Man, you got a 516-inch small block with some beard on it.
They ain't gonna take care of that 760 you got here.
I'm waiting on you.
Hey, that big old 760 you got?
Yeah, I got one.
Hey,
Mark.
All right. Mark say he gonna put the whole Cinnall in the car.
Hey, I'm like, yeah, you remember that show with Bob Park on it, the Price Right? Come on down, homie. With that being said, 313-313-6868.
Your mic
is live.
Hello.
Hello?
313-6868. Your mic live. We here. Who we talking with?
Hey, what's going on, fellas?
What's going on? Who we talking
hey,
with?
What's happening?
Y'all got Melvin, man, out of Detroit.
What's going on, Mel?
What up, Mel?
Yeah, I got it, man. Just trying to get ready, man, to hit Mississippi, man.
You coming down also?
Yeah, I'm coming down.
That'd be great.
Hey, Melvin, you got a race
like
that?
Put it on big Big Boy down there, or you just see Big Boy put it on Big Drag? Which one you going with?
Who I'm a bet with?
Yeah.
You know, I gotta wait and see what happened there. That's some brand new cars going on there. You know, they gotta get some seat time. I don't know if they're gonna be able to come out of there running on like that. You know, I'm coming down with a new car too. So my first is they gonna be racing on Friday?
Saturday.
Is something gonna be open around there on Friday down there?
They supposed to be testing Friday.
I think Clark will test like Friday down there.
Oh, that's what I need. I just need me. I need me a couple hits on some testing, and if my testing work out good, then I'm gonna be ready to get right in the mix with all whoever it is down there. Just about, you know, I ain't gonna be able to run everybody, but you know, I got some governors that's gonna be down there from my end, and some more governors from some of the other states, man. And if my testing go good, I'm planning to, you know, get in the mix. That's what I'm coming to do.
What kind of car you got,
man? I got a Mazda. I got a Mazda that I'm coming with.
Yeah. I thought you had a race locked in.
No, that race that I got locked in with what's his name?
Tony? Chemo?
Not Chemo, the other one, Wayne. That's my race that's gonna go down here. I'm locked in with Wayne, but that's gonna go down in the summertime.
Okay. You're right.
As a summertime race, I'm coming down now to get some seat time in the car and see how I like it and everything like that. We got a little motor in it right now, so we're going to come down and have some fun. And if it work out like I want it to, then if it work out like I want it to, then maybe I may be able to handle them while I'm in Mississippi. I'll put it like that. If I feel like I can step up to the plate while I'm down there and he down there, we can get it on while I'm down there. Because that's what kind of party it is. Yep.
That sounds good, Melvin.
Yeah,
you make it down there, everything go your way, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah, I'm sure looking forward to it. My partner looking forward to it. I got a couple more partners, man. We ready to go. We talking about it today, man. We wish we was racing this weekend down there, you know?
Good.
Yep.
Well, to that other caller that was calling me, I got a text message just came through from Mr. Ricky Ross out of Georgia over there. He said, Mop Gate. If you bring your ass to the track on Mark tonight, it might hear a race, he going to smell you like the bitch that you is. What you got to say about that, Mark? Say what now?
Ricky about like you.
Hi, Ricky about like me.
I ain't going to run nobody. But I can't say that about Ricky, though. But he ain't going to run nobody either.
Well, he had to run somebody. He got the belt.
But Nick, that you told me about DJ.
What about DJ?
Didn't you tell me DJ was scared to run you? I'm out the number you run. DJ was scared to run you.
Mean DJ gonna get it? I'm put a show on this year.
DJ,
you know what I'm saying? Instead of just going head to head and we just bet our money, we're gonna let somebody track pay us to put on a show. That's what we're gonna do. It's all about being the home.
Okay. You just trying to butt it up. Okay. I understand.
It's about being the home.
No, we go sell it. We got to sell it.
Ain't that about being the DJ?
Yeah, down on his ass. I gotta go down on my ass. He gotta go. We just gotta sell it. We gotta sell it for the whole team.
Let me tell you something, Mark. A lot of these tracks in this area don't support Grudge Inc. They would not support Grudge Inc. They would not support J Bones, knowing whatsoever, or us. But on the other hand, they want us to come to their track and race each other for the hometown, but they don't want to give us no bread. You know what I'm saying? We're going to get paid on that race. He's going to get paid, I'm going to get paid, and we're going to bet what we're going to bet, and that's going to be that.
Can I ask you one question?
What's your question, sir? Don't get muted. What's your question?
Why do you keep telling everybody you won't go to LaGrange? That's where I'm going to take you.
Say what now?
You think you want to run in LaGrange at your home track.
Yeah, I'm going to support them guys, man. Them guys did a lot for me before, you know, I got out on this end, and they helped me out a little bit. And they want me to bring some action to their track, and I told them I will. You know what I'm saying?
I'm going to take you.
It's a little small, short track, you know, not enough stopping room, but I'm going over there.
That's where you're going to put it. That's where I'm going to take it.
Wait a minute. I'm the motherfucking champ, boy. That's where I take you.
I'm the champ, boy.
You go where I take you. You hold my hand, homie. I don't hold yours.
That makes me just say it then. I just said
I'm going to support that track.
Everybody try to win.
When I put that belt in line, you go where I say go. I say let's go to Kalamazoo. Motherfucker, we going to Kalamazoo.
Anything else you want to know? You better run. Something in behind you.
All I got to say, get some aura pressure first. Get some aura pressure. Then me and you will talk, okay?
Yeah,
I'm gonna mute your mic. Good night.
Well, good night. Have a good night.
You too. We got 601-1093. Your mic in line. Who we talking with?
You the Alabama show.
Yo.
Well, you wait to get that Vega done. You be driving this year.
601-1093,
you're live. Can they hear me?
What?
No, they can hear you. Unless
we
you want
you.
To get on, I hit the one button.
You can hear you, Kev.
You want to hit the one button and say something. I mean, I
got to
hit the button.
We hear you, Kevin.
We
hear you, Kevin. You're a stand-up guy.
What happened to him? Kev already on the show. Kev number 0347. I don't know who that is.
And he will travel.
And he's a stand-up guy.
1093-601-1093. You're Mike and Lyon.
Yeah.
What's up? Who we got? Going what? Going twice?
Muted. Oh, Butt Naked getting the hand of that mute, ain't he? Well, I like that.
I told you. But they got that boy tonight, boy, y'all better be on your best behavior.
He hitting that mute, but like a shotgun. He letting it go.
I'm telling you.
That Belvedere, y'all better try it. It's better than that rock.
You ain't playing.
We got somebody with the hands up.
212-3356. Who we talking with?
212, Buck Naked. That's what you said?
Yeah, 212-3356.
Man, that was 601 number, man.
No, it's another 601-1093 at the top.
I'm 601-624-3356, man. It's your champ.
Double O, what's happening, Double O?
Hello,
man,
Double O.
The board's on 212-624-9356. I've heard the board do that lately. Yeah.
Yeah, the board acting up. Buck Nitty, what's happening?
I don't know. Homie, let me know. You doing all right?
Yeah, I'm all right, Double O. I mean, Buck Nitty,
let me
just listen at y'all.
Let me play it one more time for you.
Hey, Buck Naked, I got my first race in 2013 this Sunday over at the House of Hook.
I'm running
some of the cutlets out of, they're red, I've got a little cutlets out of Florida.
Hello?
They ran Little Romeo and them down in Florida when you down there at Bradenton.
Oh, yeah.
Running the head up over there at the House of Hook.
Okay. What Daddy Red at? He been high, man. Hey, Double O, sound like you in the wood, Double O. Wait, you must be on
the phone. My phone freaking up.
Yeah, he'll move in a bad spot.
Sound like you in the backwoods. I can't all hear you. All right, Double O, sound like you're in the backwoods back there. Give yourself a minute or two and call.
His phone breaking up.
He's chopping up, Double O.
Sound like he's on the water.
Yeah. We can't hear you, Double O, at all. None whatsoever. All right, guys, let's go ahead. We got to do Double O till you get out the wood back there. Sound like you put wood in or something. Larry, are you making it down to the show on the banquet on the
26th? Yeah, I'm pretty sure we will. I'm pretty sure we'll do that. But I know the 9th and Herb City, we're going to be there. And then I'm pretty sure we'll be there on the 26th.
Larry, me and you've been friends.
Yeah.
You've been supporting me and DJ a long time, ever since we came out.
Hey, man.
I don't care when you got the two callers. You're going to be number one. But I'm going to tell you like this. If you come down here with a fishing rod, you better not even be caught by the barrel tube. By no water. I'm going to fuck you up.
Well, you want to know something, Bud Nugget? Since you just told me that, I'm going to go the whole way and break all them bastards up.
Hey, I got a pond in the backyard, man. He got about 3-4 restaurants. That's how he got some big mouth bass in that pond. I like to take you out there.
Oh, man. Yeah. I ain't got no problem. They always be in, I'm always having them in the trailer.
Right up there, yeah.
Yeah,
come
but I probably
don't see what he do.
I'll probably be there a week before time, but again, I'm going to come down there and give me a relaxing spot and sit back and chill and try to get everything together so when it comes time for us to do what we got to do, it's already done.
Well, if you coming down for the banquet on the 26th, I'll show you a place that you can go to out here. It got a little, it's a lake with some cabins on it. And, man, I tell you what, if you come in there, I'm going to pay for two of them nights for you. At $300 a night, bro. I'm going to pay for $200 for you and let your fish your eyes out. How about that?
Hey, Butt Naked, they'll throw me out of that, man. Butt Naked, next thing you know, I have to take the race car out the trailer and put the fish in it and leave the car out of there, man. I have so many fish, I'm telling you. They'll bomb me out that state.
Like, man, you brought this northern guy up here. Don't you ever bring him up here no more.
Leave him at home.
Hey,
leave
but
him
man,
at home.
But nigga, give him a license to fish up here no more.
And I want to
look for my number when I call back in. My cell number when I call back in.
Okay, what's going on with you, DJ?
No, I'm going to get off the board. I'm going to leave my office. I'm going to call back from my cell phone since you got the board.
Okay, that'll work.
All right. I want to tell 007. I want to tell 007 Happy New Year, man. That's my buddy, man.
Oh, yeah, 007, good guy.
Yeah, I want to tell him Happy New Year. I didn't get a chance to holler at him already. Even one, I didn't get a chance to tell him, man. But, man, it's a blessing, man. I'm just glad to see 213, man. You know, when you walk in this journey and you look at how all these babies getting killed and all this different stuff, man, you know, hey, man, we truly blessed, man. And on the top of it, we enjoying ourselves, man. So, you know, I'm just thankful for it. I know I am.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Hey, but
Naked. Yes, sir.
I know my main man Willie Dog somewhere listening. He's listening to all the shows. I just want to wish him a Happy New Year because I know he's listening.
Willie Dog, I know he's listening.
This is
Boy Sleepy.
Yeah.
I
want
to wish your old dog a Happy New Year.
Hey, Sleepy, let's lay it down to him. Happy New Year, dog.
Happy New Year, big dog. I know you're listening.
Yeah, Happy New Year, dog. We all know you're listening.
You hit the one button. The one button with it, dog. You got all night to eat up.
Hey, Buck Neck.
Him right there. 706-9513. Your mic is smoking. 9513. Your mic is smoking.
Hey,
DJ Grant, how y'all doing,
everybody out there? Y'all know I'm listening, brother. I got love for
everybody. I appreciate it, dog. You know it. This is your main man, Sleepy, Willie, dog. That's why I had to holler at you, man. You know I know you're listening.
I'll be asleep. I appreciate it. And Sleepy and old goddamn old thick-ass voice, Larry. Thank you,
Happy New Year to you, dog.
Happy New Year, dog.
Not a problem.
You was in there.
Well, they
don't
know about that.
You go to sleep like that.
No, I don't know. I don't know who's gonna be driving. I think Tony and Trickle Man gonna be driving. I think they got
Trickle Man down to get it. What to do?
We got a push.
Trickle Man ain't got enough work yet.
Hey, dog, if you start doing a little exercise and working out a little bit, I'll just drive that bitch I got. They gonna scare the fuck out you when you get to the 330.
But nigga, I told you about that. We ain't gonna talk, cause I should be seeing you. I ain't gonna say that. Me and you gonna talk in person.
You know we're gonna talk in person.
Yeah.
I let you try it out down in Lima.
If Buck Nigga get this shit together, y'all gotta watch out for that side motherfucker. But y'all know I like DJ Grant. DJ Grant, my man. I want to see him get his shit together, cause I like the way he drives this motherfucker.
Oh yeah, he drives. He's
gonna be a force to be reckoned with. That's for sure.
Yeah, I try to tell everybody don't understand that motherfucker. If he get that motherfucker straightened out, I went back and looked at the video about 5 or 6 times on his passes. That's something just. DJ Grant's on the phone.
DJ ain't gonna call back.
He hung up, but he's gonna call back in.
Hey, dog. Suspicion problems, though. I think he ain't got this on his down right.
Hey, dog.
You.
There's a whole lot of them that look at that call on that video. That really ain't seeing that car, man. But that car is so sneaky, man. They have to watch that car, man.
You ain't lying. You got to know what the hell you're looking at. You ain't lying, man.
Sure do.
Goddamn sure tell
the truth. Dog and Larry, let me see what they call it. He been holding on 9 minutes.
Okay.
212,
all right.
3356. Your mic is smoking. Who we got?
That's me again. What's called Buck Record?
Double O.
Double O.
Can you hear me now?
Yeah, we hear you now. Double O. Go ahead.
I don't know what's going on with this phone tonight, man.
I didn't hear the goddamn champ. The champ over there had the best motherfucking phone in the world. That's the goddamn champ, motherfucker. Recognize.
Man, you know, hey, man, I don't know if it's the phone or that goddamn mic, man. You know how they do the champ shit.
Yeah, I don't know.
Do that, man.
But, champ, I'm going to tell you how I beat the champ. I'm gonna play this.
All right, Jeff, we gave you some applause there. Hey, Buck Nick, you asked who's gonna be driving Sunday, man. I told Dog to bring the suit. Tight man told him he couldn't get in there, so I don't know what to say. So don't say 007 didn't get an opportunity to drive Tight Man, say he could drive. You know what I'm saying?
Well, you know, I'm friends with Tight Man. You know, he helped me out a little bit behind the scene. A lot of people don't know it. Kite Man is a real good dude. Y'all hear me? That man, he'll stand up guy. But on the other hand, dog, you need to get your ass in that seat, boy, and drive that damn truck.
Well, 007 over like me, I don't like to cause no controversy. I don't like to do nothing. All I say is, get inside, I'm driving. If I get in that goddamn seat with my mama on the other side, mama, I'm sorry. I'm finna fuck you up.
Hey, dog, I'm looking at that video tonight, too, down there in Macon when I got that belt. You got $100 bologna, too, boy. I just was looking at it tonight at the shop.
What you mean I got $100 bologna here?
That damn $100 J1 told you to bet?
No, we called it off. I gave him the money back, you know, because we didn't know. We called it off.
Y'all called it off. Okay.
There's a thing that y'all might not run. No, I gave him, you know, we gave me the $100 bill. I was holding the money. I gave him $100 back, and we called it off.
Okay.
We thought y'all wasn't gonna run at first. And, you know, we had to go out and put the money up and try to have on the floor and run. And, you know,
I was gonna run. He didn't want to run. He didn't want to bet no money.
That's what I'm saying. He was getting scared.
I was just wondering what the hell happened to that $100 bill, cause at least you know that's not the truth. Now we can do that shit.
Hey, I don't owe no black folks, and I only owe one white folks, and that's the damn electric company, cause they wanted to pay that.
Where you are? No, you gonna make it to the Grudge Heat banquet on the 26th?
I ain't gonna lie to you. They didn't. We ain't gonna talk about this.
No, it ain't that they did not invite you. They ain't invited me, motherfucker, but I'm going.
Hey, I slipped up. I said no coming. I plead the fifth.
No. I'll pay half for it. It ain't for $40. I'm going to pay half for you. How about that?
I said I plead the fifth.
Hey, bud, nigga, I got the other 20.
Dog, you got to be there. You the best announcer, the best commentator that it is, man. You got to come.
Hey,
Bo Nugget,
you said you got 20. I got the other
20.
This
is
Leon.
Head at
the gate.
Okay, Leon.
But
dog,
hey,
you paying for free.
Well, who going to let me borrow a tough
seeker?
Where am I going to tough
seeker
from?
DJ Green got a green one. He got a green suit like that pimp from Chicago. What his name? Don Juan?
Bishop Magic Juan.
Magic Juan, dog. Magic Juan.
Yeah, Magic Juan.
If you're going to be the star of the show, you don't need no suit.
You got
a pair of thongs, and you a butt naked gonna start the show.
Oh, hey. Hell no, hell no.
Messing
up already. Hey, Coach, this gonna be a carpet. This gonna be a carpet show. Y'all messing up already. Well, y'all got let me see who the other guy is here. 248-0347. Your mic is smoking. Who we got?
Oh, yeah, I got a train about to come now.
What's happening, bud nigga? I got kicked off.
You might get live.
What's happening, bud nigga? I got kicked off.
Okay. Who did it, Kale?
Yeah, I'm back on.
Okay, all right. That's good, Kale. Let me put your name in here. DJ said he ain't know that we can put the name on the board. Let me put you in here right quick.
Hey, I gotta go out here and let my dogs out. I'm going on mute, but I'm still listening.
All right, dog. You take care now. Come on to the show on the 26th, man.
You
got 20,
I got
20. Oh, yeah, I got his 20. You got the other 20, so we got it.
We got the other 20, so we got to be there.
662-0506. You're Mike and Lyle. Who we speaking with?
Butt Naked. I lock you in, Butt Naked.
What is it?
That's my boy. B-E-T.
That's right.
That's my boy. Happy New Year, BET.
Happy New Year to y'all, fellas. Hey, Butt Naked.
Yes, sir.
You gonna answer the call out? I'm gonna lock you in.
Lock me in with who?
Take the favor word you've been using.
Stock suspension Mustang on 28.
You tell me that motherfucker down in lower part of Alabama, down in the corner down there.
You want to lock in?
CC.
You want to lock in?
What are you talking about, CC?
You want to lock in, Butt Naked?
I don't know if it's going to be cold or not, man. I don't told y'all.
Man, they already said it, Butt Naked, before I called you, man. They already told me. Don't do it, BET. Don't do it, BET. The man going to come all up with all these excuses, man. Look here, man. Come on, man. Stop the bullshit, man. It's 2013,
ain't no excuse,
man.
I don't
man,
really
you did all that. You did all that old backpedaling shit in 2012. Don't do it this year, Butt Naked. It's not a good look
I'm
for
not
a chap, man.
I'm not going to lock in if it's going to be cold. Let me come in the cold-ass weather, leave my children in the cold-ass house. Hell no. When I get down,
man. Butt Naked. Everybody that's anybody going to be there. So you mean to tell
I'm
me.
I'm going to be there. I have never
well,
ever
then.
Been to Mississippi at
okay,
all.
Okay then, Butt Naked.
I'm coming.
Butt Naked. Okay, then. You coming, right? Let's
I'm
lock
coming.
In a race, man.
No,
what you coming
I'm
for?
Not do
what
that.
You coming
I'm
in?
Not gonna do that.
What are
I'm
you coming for? What are you coming for, Butt Naked?
I'm coming to race. But if it cold and I've been on locked in, I'm not. BET, I don't rig two cars and I'm bought too many motors because of the cold weather. I'm not going to do that this time. I'm not going to do it, homie.
Assure me one thing then.
I assure you, if it's warm enough, I'm going to beat the motherfucker that you're talking about. How about that?
We're going to wait for a night pot?
Hell yeah, we're going to ready for a night pot. Ain't nobody but me.
We ain't going to ready for no $1,000.
Nope.
So it's going to be $25 or better.
$25 or better.
Boy, all right, Butt Naked. Now, look,
I'm gonna give me my stimulus packet. God damn it, you're gonna be $2,500
better. You know, Grudge World, taking a new leaf in 2013. Now, you know, we're not gonna accept a whole lot of bullshit that we accepted in 2012. And you're gonna be a major factor.
You're not gonna accept no bullshit from you. You sold me that bogus ass goddamn DVD. I want a new one.
But nigga,
that
motherfucker
still don't play.
But nigga, but nigga,
hey,
but nigga, you got my phone. You got my phone number.
I got some customers that came to my shop. I said, let me show y'all on the DVD.
But nigga, you pole dancing, but nigga, you pole dancing fool. Listen here, man. You got my phone number, man. Don't do this shit, man. Now, I told you. How I'm going to send you one over the fuck to send it at?
Send it to Alabama.
I send the motherfucker to Alabama then. Send it to Alabama. You going to get it in Alabama, huh? You dumbass boy. What the hell wrong with you?
Hey, GP. Hey, GP, send it to Walmart so you know he's going to get it.
Yeah, I said to Walmart. You sound like a dumbass. You sound like a dumbass pole dancer.
Well, you know what it is. You know what it is.
Don't get your ass. No, look at him, man. I told you when you first started that shit to call me, but nigga, BT gonna take care of you. You still insist on putting bogus shit out here on the radio like you doing, man. That's some fake ass racing you doing, and you trying to put me off in that bullshit. Don't do that, but nigga. It's a new year,
I'm
man.
I'm gonna pay the bill of your ass till you send me another DVD. So we'll talk tomorrow. If you don't send my DVD, Nick.
I just told you. I'm surprised you even opened my mic up.
I'm on your mic up, homie. Something like that.
I thought I was already barred from your show.
No. Mm-mm. You ain't barred.
We gonna buy you from the show, BT.
I don't know how they can do that, Leon. That's some crazy shit, ain't it, man?
Hey, you just like everybody else. Get on there and talk shit and get it riled up. Ain't nothing wrong with that.
Like I said, you know, it's a big boy sport, and so I think sometimes, you know, people get in their feelings, man, and they really can't take it. But like I said, without shit talking, it wouldn't be no racing, man. You know,
damn
it shit
right.
Wouldn't be fun. Wouldn't be no fun to me, man. You know, that's
damn
why
right.
I'm here. You know, I create action. If I don't create no action and have nothing to film, then what? What's the point? You know, what would be the point?
Hey, BET, let me ask you this. Were you on the show last night?
Yeah, I listened in.
The fourth person to put up a pot to get in that little four-car shootout?
For
Edmund Hall.
You talking about Edmund Hall race? I think them guys bullshit, man. I really think them guys bullshit, man. Edmund Hall dead serious. Mike Hill dead serious. I think the rest of them bullshit. You know, I think they were really blowing smoke up your ass, man, and the whole thing, you know. You know, I really think so. Then the two people really showed me that they were dead serious, and that were Mike Hill and Mr. Bang Bang.
Okay.
Now they're dead serious about it. And Mike Hill said he going cross seas, but if they ever come on that radio talking that shit again, he gonna wire the money to lock their ass in. You know. But that would be a good race, man. I hope that them guys in Texas come and try to do something.
I'm trying to read this picture I got.
Mr. Rod James.
You somebody listening in, it says, tell BET to keep going to Best Buy, buying them cheap video cameras. I'm going to give you a phone number, BET. You can call him back. Give you a phone number. He just take me.
No. You text him back and ask him how much money you spent with BET.
He spent time with him, Braden. Believe it or not, he spent $40 with you, Diana.
Yeah.
He did. I think your DVD fucked up too, BET. You were trying to bet that money on the boy who you bet me with, and you had some sweat on your hand when you took them damn CDs and you put them in that damn thing that to record off of, and you fucked up. Your handprint was on them. That's what it is. I know what it is.
Well, like I said, BET gonna take care of you, butt nigga. We'll leave it at that, man. Do not mention that no more, butt nigga. I'm gonna ban you from the strip club.
Okay, BET, let me see who this is calling in. 706-6670, your mic in line. Who we talking with?
God damn, it take you don't even know the your co-host.
Damn,
DJ. I don't know. I only know my heart.
That's all good, man. What's up, BET?
What's going on, Stunner? Man, I just got on your boy butt naked ass, man. I blew him at the bar in front of the strip club dancing on them damn poles, man. He sound like a dumbass tonight. Somebody he gonna come to the same shit he did last year as a champion, ducking and dodging motherfuckers. Motherfuckers step up to the plate and wanna race him. He wanna try to tell, oh, I ain't gonna do this if it's this.
I think he gonna do something this year, BT.
I wanna lock his ass in when I call in, Stunner.
BT.
Yeah. Let him borrow your nuts.
Dog gonna do the second leg on somebody's ass down there in Mississippi. How about that?